You are listening to TLRStation.com.
A Graceful Journey radio program is where you will hear powerful conversations, insights, and knowledge to help you when family caregiving calls. Host Lorna Scott brings a powerful combination of experience as a family caregiver and professional expertise as a coach and counselor. You will be empowered to meet demands, find balance, all while caring for yourself that help you find grace, peace, hope, and joy in your caregiver journey.
Hi, and welcome to a Graceful Journey podcast powered by Tenacious Living Network. My name is Lorna Scott, and I'm the author of the best-selling book, Walking the Journey Together Alone, Finding Peace, Hope, and Joy in the Middle of the Shit. And today in the studio, we are so lucky. We have Dr. Valerie Baker here to talk about her concept of Heart Talk Yoga. This is a system that she's created herself, and what she really wants to do with this is to help visionary women take charge of their body and their mind and achieve success with less effort and stress. As family caregivers, that's something we want to be able to incorporate into our life. And I know that her pioneering healing work that brings together psychology, yoga, and spirituality, which is what led her to Heart Talk Yoga. It will help you take charge of your own experience and really will help you tap into your own power to deal with those day-to-day things that you go through as a caregiver and be looking forward of how you can create your own foundation to get through that long haul that is often comes with family caregiving. So welcome to the studio, Valerie.
Thank you, Lorna. Hi, and hello to everybody listening right now. Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here, and I'll be very happy to share from my journey and from my toolbox with you and everybody listening.
Well, that is fabulous. I know you've been working on a book. Before we dive into that, can you just give us the title of the book? Because you've taken a lot of this work together, and I meant to, you know, I have to admit, I was going to mention the book and I forgot. So go ahead.
That's fine. Thank you. The working title of the book is In Charge, The Visionary Woman's Guide to Big Success Without Sacrifice and Stress.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a book that's going to fly off the shelves. I am sure. Absolutely sure.
I hope so.
So just tell us, you know, give us a little bit more about, you know, why you found your you know, how you came up to be this expert and what led you to Heart Talk Yoga.
So to give you a big picture view, right? I had a childhood.
Good. Yay.
It was pretty average. It wasn't too great. It wasn't too awful. I wasn't raised by the wolves. I was raised by humans in this society that we've got here, and mostly by women, as we know, right? Women tend to participate more in raising of their young. So I learned how I ought to be as a woman, and I learned to think of myself within certain parameters, within a certain box, right? The do's and the don'ts, like can't be too loud, can't be too assertive or bossy or bitchy or too ambitious, right? All synonymous words. That wouldn't be feminine. That would make people uncomfortable. People wouldn't like me. Boys wouldn't want to go out with me. Girls wouldn't want to be my friends. And that's scary, right?
That's quite a message that we get.
And that is so frightening. That forms that fear at the core. And I call this conditional love currency that's traded in our society. And it is really an instrument of control and oppression, all these big ugly words, right? But the problem is we internalize all that stuff, and then now that stuff becomes voices in our own heads. And we limit ourselves, right? We keep ourselves back, hold ourselves back from fully shining, fully bringing our magnificent presence into the world, fully bringing our gifts out into the world. Because we certainly get stuffed. Like we get lots of those thoughts get of our desires and our dreams get, you know, kind of packed down inside of us. And if they start to blip out at all, then somebody's saying, no, that's not you. You need to be like this.
And that is so, so painful. And we do get these reminders from life. We get messages in the form of depression, anxiety, some cravings for addictive stuff, right? Over shopping, overeating, drinking, whatever. Or drowning ourselves in television. And these are all messages that we've stuffed our dreams, we've stuffed our greatness, our brilliance, right? And we're not living in alignment with our true mission in life.
Well, and I mean, these are things that sometimes family caregivers would even just put on the shelf because of their situation. And you know, I have the same message, is that you don't have to give up your whole life because you're a family caregiver. Some things need to be adjusted and maybe reworked. It's still important to, you know, not be bombarded with more of the should messages that we get.
The should storm, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you know, you've mentioned, you know, in other discussions we've had about, you know, people can tell that they're being affected by this because they maybe feel tired or frustrated. They don't have, you know, really a lot of energy. They don't feel at peace. And through Heart Talk Yoga, you give them some easy tools to kind of get rid of those negative thoughts and have more energy and really connect with their joy.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are quite easy tools, and I'll be happy to share something on the program today. And I wanted to comment on your message to the caregivers. It's a beautiful message. And to give it another dimension, right? When I was in my doctoral program, studying for my doctorate in psychology, I got really fascinated with what happens exactly, how people wake up to their mission in life, right? How this transformation actually happens. So I studied it. I did my whole doctoral research on it. And I did in-depth interviews with people. And I found that all of them, with some exceptions that I can mention, were awakened by a huge crisis in their lives. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what caregivers are going through. And this is an opportunity that is, so what I want to give it really a different meaning, a different dimension. It is a gateway. It can be a beautiful gateway into your true self.
That's
because
beautiful.
Everything inessential just gets stripped away. Everything inessential, fake, whatever society told you about you can't afford to carry it anymore. It just, right? It begins to fall away. And that's painful. That is, I'm not making light of it. But when you understand that something meaningful is happening, it's like your little bud coming into blossom, then it changes things. And that alone can alleviate a lot of the stress and the burden that you feel internally. Well, help you leave the pity party, right?
Yes. And for some people, you know, for me, that change, you know, when you make that comment of kind of the bud opening, you know, the focus became caregivers because that's what I was so in tune with. And I've seen caregivers who have taken it in a different way, you know, but again, they've made significant changes and improve the lives of other people, maybe not through caregiving, but through fundraising or through helping. Yeah. It's an amazing momentum that gets through when, and you know, when I think about it, this is one of the things that happened with, aside from caregiving, Valerie, this just popped into my head. When I was 11, my neighbor's house had blown up and two kids had died. Like one was a newborn baby. Wow. And the other little boy was my brother's best friend. He was 4. Oh. Now, interesting enough, I ended up as a 911 dispatcher. Mm. And that brother of mine became a firefighter. And the explosion, like it was a burned house.
I got major chills. Wow.
The really cool part, if there's a
you know, the cool part. Like you said, you don't want to make light of it, but both my brother and I ended up working on the same, when I was a dispatcher, we worked in the fire department. My brother and I both worked on the same shift with that neighbor who was a firefighter. So we closed that gap, that loop, you know, that kind of outstanding loop in our life that we ended up with working with that neighbor in the fire hall. So it was
just magnificent.
You know, it's a, you know, that aside from the caregiving, those crises that happen in our life that propel us into what we do for work. And I know that that's part of what's propelled me into a lot of the human service work that I've done over the years. Absolutely. Very interesting perspective on that. We've come up to the break. After the break, let's talk about Heart Talk Yoga and, you know, what your system and that it is and how the caregivers can put it into action and how good they're going to feel afterwards. Does that sound okay?
Sounds great. Looking forward.
You're listening to A Graceful Journey podcast powered by Tenacious Living Network. We'll be back after the break.
I didn't order this. Can I send it back? This is one of the powerful Caregiver Mastery signature talks that Lorna M. Scott can bring to your community group, support group, or workplace. She will inspire your audience to change how they think about family caregivers and empower them with key steps for creating a caregiving life by embracing the family caregiver role while putting work, life, family balance back into their lives. Stop the Madness is another popular talk, along with Staying Strong, How to Look After You. Contact Lorna at 403-548-8437 or Lorna at lornamscott.com to book her for your next conference, workshop, seminar, or keynote presentation.
Are you ready to change your perspective? Ready to live outside the box? Then our Fearless Life Workshop is for you. Carrie Ann Barron, owner of TLRStation.com, facilitates this workshop and helps you identify the thoughts, feelings, and actions that may be keeping you from living the life you want. Based on the best-selling book, Fearless Living by Rhonda Britton, the workshop is interactive, experiential, thought-provoking, practical, and fun. Visit tenaciousliving.org to find out more.
Welcome back to A Graceful Journey podcast powered by Tenacious Living Network. In the studio today, we've been talking with Dr. Valerie Baker and her research and information on transformation and what causes us to do some of those major changes in our life and how that led to her developing her pioneering system of Heart Talk Yoga. So welcome back, Valerie.
Thank you so much, Lorna. Hello again, everyone. So we were talking a little bit about conditional love currency, how our society tells us how to be, how not to be, and how we then internalize those messages and hold ourselves back. So the problem with that is that we're living out of alignment with our true selves. And so when I got fascinated with transformation, which is basically transformation, right? You go beyond the form that had been prescribed to you by society, right? So I studied it for my doctoral research. And what I found is that most of the time people do begin the journey in a deep crisis. And the journey itself combines tools of deep self-inquiry, such as meditation, yoga, some people did creative arts, shamanic journeying, you name it, sacred pilgrimages, so anything on earth that could take them deeper into their spiritual core. Plus, people did psychological inquiry. And when I put it together, when I put it together through my own experience, I created this three-part system, Heart Talk Yoga, combining the tools of yoga, psychology, and a sprinkle of spirituality to help create this guided system, this guided curriculum for both people who are going through this crisis and to help them come out on the other side transformed, or even to use it as a
prevention. You know, you don't have to go through a crisis, actually. And that's also something that I found in my research. People from different cultures, from Eastern cultures, where meditation is a part of life and self-inquiry is valued, people are on a journey early on. And for them, this transformation journey is not precipitated by a crisis. It is a continuous journey. And so that was very interesting to me. And that's one of the reasons why Heart Talk Yoga, I'm so passionate about this message. I want kids to practice it. I want adults to practice it. I want women to practice it, because that's how we get at those internal barriers and get them out of the way. And we align with our true mission and meaning of life. And happiness, success, everything follows, right? But we need to simply remove the barriers.
Well, and I, you know, speaking from my experience of, which is, you know, most, that's where I can draw the most from, is that it, having that inquiry ahead of time, you know, I started that process a little bit, you know, kind of a little dabble, but, you know, to be honest, that likely came from a period of deep unhappiness in my life. So it might not have been a true crisis, but it certainly was an upheaval time in my life. And having the tools ahead of time, like if I'd have learned that way back when, might have helped me get through that a little faster. I can see how that it would help. Your toolbox is just bigger. And the meditation, you know, is such a key piece. I think one of the things that I didn't realize is how often I was meditating and I didn't know that I was.
I love this.
You know, that sometimes, you know, it was just described as kind of being spaced out, or, you know, like I just went inside and did something. Sometimes that might have been protective, but I'm believing more and more that it actually was, you know, might have only been 2 or 3 minutes, but it was a meditative, you know, I just need to go in and protect myself. That might
have
been
connecting. You were coming home.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, thank you for mentioning that. It is so easy. Sometimes people think of yoga and they think of, oh, I need a yoga mat and I need to be a size 0 and super flexible and wear spandex. And it couldn't be further from the truth. I actually get very annoyed at, you know, looking at all these images of these Cirque du Soleil kind of yogis and yoginis, because it distracts from the true purpose of yoga, which is coming home to your core self. And you don't need a yoga mat for that.
Yeah. And the yoga instructor that I've worked with, you know, emphasized over and over and over again that was one place where you could really be yourself.
Yes.
You know, granted, some people have been doing yoga for a long time and, you know, they were doing their handstands. She could now. She's definitely improved her own flexibility through yoga. That's become her life. And, you know, I'm not that size 0 by any means. And she made me so comfortable in that part. The good part about Heart Talk Yoga is that you don't even have to wear the spandex.
No, and no handstands are required for transformation.
And that's good. That's awesome. Continue on to that, you know, maybe even demystifying some of the meditation part of Heart Talk Yoga, or, you know, what's the, how do those three things work together?
That's a great question. So let me refer back to how it came out of that research, because that's what actually gave me that big picture view. I found that transformation is really a dance of two states. They say the universe is blinking on and off, so do we, right? The two states is closing and opening, closing and opening. And it happens on the level of the body, of the mind. It happens in our relational space. And once you have that understanding, you can track yourself. So let's say you are at home with the person you're caring for, and it's very stressful, and they may not always be in the best of moods.
And so this is your opportunity to practice transformation. You can choose to be open in this experience, open your heart, open your mind, and kind of hit the refresh button every moment, improve your refresh rate, right, for better quality mm-hmm. picture and sounds, to be fully in the moment, to be fully with them, to be fully in your heart. Or you can choose to close, and closing, you can track it in your mind, because your mind will be full of thoughts that are judgments or interpretations or fears, right, or worries about the future. And your mind will be going, oh my gosh, I hate my life right now. Why do I have to go through this? I don't know how long I can carry on. Mm-hmm. I'm scared what will happen if. So that means you're closing in your mind. And in your body, you can track it too, because you will notice some muscles are tensing. And everybody has a favorite kind of muscle group to carry the tension. Oftentimes, it's the shoulders and the neck. I call it the Atlas syndrome, where, you know, the shoulders yeah. are rotated forward and the neck is kind of sticking out forward too. And the head is very heavy, and it actually, you know, contributes to this whole tension accumulation. So we're literally carrying the world on our shoulders, like the Atlas, right? When you picture that.
I've seen that show up not only with this sore shoulders and neck, but mm-hmm. also with the very, like with the jaw
mm-hmm.
being really tight. And I even know someone who had cracked teeth, you know, a few months.
Yeah, that's exactly the same complex. Yeah. And that also, if you just assume that Atlas posture now, sticking your head forward, tensing your shoulders, you will feel that you're collapsing in your chest. Your breathing gets shallow, it's hard to take a breath, and that translates into your mental state that gets anxious and depressed. So it's a vicious circle. So the way Heart Talk Yoga works, I would teach you yoga tools for better breathing, better posture, right? That translates into a better, calmer state of mind. And at the same time, the talk part, right? We work with the thoughts, and we make sure that we don't get sucked into these thought traps that keep us closed, keep us stuck. So basically, I give you tools to notice when you're closing instead of opening, and to help you move into the opening and be just in this vulnerable, beautiful space where you can feel a lot. And sometimes we run away from this space because we don't want to feel the pain. But our capacity to feel the pain equals our capacity to feel the joy. So when we allow ourselves to feel everything, we feel more happiness too. And when we deny ourselves access to the pain, you know, we assume the stoic attitude, just getting through the day, doing, being distracted all the time, running around, it catches up with us. It just hits us one day. And, well, and that's not a good scenario. That's burnout.
No. Right? Yeah. I can see where this really helps with the self-awareness, and you know, some of the teachings that I've had over the years, you know, being aware of those thoughts and really noticing what you are thinking, that most of the time, and especially for caregivers, it's autopilot. There isn't like you kind of wonder how you get to some places sometimes, because you don't ever remember. And that happens with a lot of people anyway, you know, that's where you go to a friend's house, but you get halfway to work because that's your habit before you realize you've turned the wrong way. That happens for a lot of people. For caregivers, that happens even more so. I think it's more pronounced. So being able to quieten down and pay attention to those thoughts, noticing how it's showing up in your body, and often it's the body, sometimes I'm not sure which one comes first. I think.
No, that's a good question. It's $1 million question, really. My view is that the body reacts first and the mind follows, but then the mind contributes and perpetuates things, right? Yeah. So that's why we need to intervene on both.
I'm thinking. I think I would notice, like, if you were paying attention to something, if you could pay attention to only one thing, it would be your body.
Yeah, and pick where it's easiest for you. Yeah. I track it all the time. Shoulders is my favorite way to tense. Mm-hmm. So I track my shoulders all the time. And I do simple things like tensing and releasing the shoulders. Basically, I bring the shoulders up to my ears. I hold and tense for a couple of breaths. And then I drop and release. And I do it a few times. And that alone resets my state of body and mind and releases stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's been a great show and learning lots about Heart Talk Yoga and how people get through some of the transformation in their lives. And it doesn't have to be turning into a superhero that's going to save the world. It might be turning into your own superhero, saving your own world. Where can people find out more about Heart Talk Yoga and how can they reach you, Dr. Valerie Baker?
I love the way you put it, Lorna. It's about saving your life so that you can serve the world in any way you choose. So it's all about awareness and it's all about the tool set to put you in charge of your life experience. And you can get both on my website, valeriebaker.com. I have a couple of very cool assessments that can help improve your awareness of what's going on in your life. One is called Your True Selfie. Another is called the Inner CEO assessment. So play around, have fun. Those are free, and they do come with the starter kit for Heart Talk Yoga work. And I also have a Facebook group that you'll be able to join. Yeah, once you get on my website, you'll get the instructions for that. I so look forward to connecting with you.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great community, and figuring out where we're at right now helps us celebrate how far we've come and make plans for what we want in the future. So thank you so much for joining us today. That's been
my great pleasure.
Very, very interesting show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. It was wonderful. A wonderful, wonderful show. You are listening to A Graceful Journey podcast powered by Tenacious Living Network. May you find peace, hope, and joy in every day.
Thank you for joining us on A Graceful Journey. Interested in learning more about caregiver mastery? An empowering way to meet demands, find balance, all while caring for yourself that help you find grace, peace, hope, and joy in your journey. Then Lorna M. Scott would love to connect with you. Contact her at lorna@lornamscott.com. We will see you next week, same day and time.